I'll just go ahead and welcome everybody to episode of Death Radio in English. Mm-hmm. And I have a story, a personal story, that I'm going to contribute. And then Kat has a story that she's going to tell as well. Is that right?
Yes.
I guess that'll be your fourth English episode.
Yes.
For Death Radio. And it looks like as of today, you're on episode 106 overall.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. 100 episodes. I've been doing the Chicken and Broccoli podcast for over 2 years, and we're on episode 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing 2 episodes a week nowadays, so yeah, it's going pretty fast.
We do one every other week, so it goes really slow. But I can't get guys to do more than that. They have families and wives and kids.
Yeah, I have a lot of time.
Yeah, me too. Mm. It Cat is how you would find it on Apple Podcasts. But the show is Death Radio.
Yes. Oh, Sean hosts 2 podcasts and now 1 YouTube channel. Yep.
And it's about to be 3 podcasts.
Oh.
And yeah, there's another one. It's okay. Not going to be the same type thing. It's just going to be about video games.
Uh-huh.
So it's more something just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Troubled Helix podcast and the Chicken Broccoli podcast, but they're both under the banner of the Troubled Helix podcast network, and that is mm-hmm. also the name of the YouTube channel, which, I mean, the YouTube channel is like a week old, so it's something new that we're trying, and we'll see how that goes. But you can always go check it out anyway. Right now, there's just 1 video up, but we are doing reviews of metal bands and, well, we're doing reviews of metal songs.
Cool.
I'm not going to say band. We don't review the whole band, but we'll pick mm-hmm. a song and we'll talk about it.
Cool.
I got a story to tell you.
Yeah, please.
Now, I kind of forgot this was something that ever happened. And I just looked up the date, and it was back in March of 2011. So this was uh-huh. something that happened 10 years ago. So my memory on it is a little fuzzy. But my personal interaction with the story is relatively short. But in keeping with the whole true crime nature of the podcast, I was like, oh, you know, it kind of reminded me something like that happened to somebody that I knew.
Mm.
So I thought we would talk about it. Or I'd mm-hmm. talk about it.
Yeah. So it happened in Colorado?
This was in Columbia, South Carolina. This was the complete opposite side of the country from here. I'm just going to tell you my side of the story,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll fill you in on the actual details of it afterwards.
Okay.
I don't remember how I met this girl, but I think it was MySpace. Like, I'm almost positive, because 2011 was definitely before
Instagram. Well,
was it before Facebook? It's so hard to remember those things, but let's just say it was online. It's possible that it was even on some sort of dating app. You know, Tinder didn't exist, but it could have been OkCupid or who knows, right? So I met this girl online, and we started just talking through whatever messenger service it was that we were using. And she was kind of like, I'm always out. I'm always downtown. I'm always at a bar. Just come by and say hi to me. Because I was trying to get her to go out with me, right? Like, let's go out to dinner. Let's go out and have a drink. Let's talk or whatever. Let's meet in person.
Mm.
And she was like, it's easier if you just come by here. Like, I'm always here. This is kind of like where I hang out. So one night, you know, that's not something I really do. I'm not really going to go to a bar. And I'm especially not going to go to a bar to try to talk to a girl. That's one of the things that I just can't stand doing, like yelling to talk to somebody, you know, like yelling over music and being around drunk people. I was really into this girl because I thought that she was super hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to go out and I'll try to talk to her and maybe it'll be worth my time.
Mm.
So I met her at this place that still exists. It's called Tin Roof, and it's in the college area, the university area of Columbia. And she saw me and she came over and said, hey, and she talked to me for a minute. She was like, I'll be right back. Like, I got to go talk somebody else that's here. And I noticed that she was just bouncing around from person to person at the bar, just having conversations. Not right. specifically just men, but she knew everyone that was mm-hmm. like if you went out, you would know everybody. And I didn't think it was rude, but like I came down there to talk to her. But she didn't invite me there to have like a one-on-one conversation with me. She was just like, come out and meet me and we can, you know, hang out a little bit. So I kind of got irritated at the time and I was like, well, like I did come here to get to know you. So I just left. I'm pretty sure I was like, hey, like it was nice to meet you, but you know, I'm going to take off because I will not socialize with other people that I don't know at the bar. So right. the bar was packed, but I wasn't going to start up a conversation with the guy next to me. Some stranger. So I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to take off. You know, I'll talk to you later. And she was like, yeah, you know, it was great to meet you. Like, hopefully we can talk some other time when I'm, you know, less busy, whatever. Maybe 2 days later, I was telling a friend of mine about this girl I went to meet. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, I know her. You know, I always see her out at the bars. And he was like, you know, how'd it go? And said it was fine. That was it. Maybe a week after that conversation that I had with him, he messages me and he's like, hey, you remember that girl that you went and met at the bar? And I was like, yeah, like, of course I remember. He was like, she just got murdered. And, you know, I was, how, what, why? And he's like, I don't really know. Just like her Facebook page or whatever has blown up that something has happened to her.
Yeah.
So we come to find out that what happened was that her current boyfriend is the one that came to her house in the middle of the night and shot her, and also shot and killed her 9-year-old son and her 6-year-old daughter.
What?
And then killed himself.
Oh, he committed triple murder and killed himself.
And suicide.
Oh.
And, you know, it's probably pretty obvious to Americans what happened, because this kind of shit happens all the time here. But the couple were arguing. And according to a news report that I found, he was wanting to move in with her and the kids. And she wasn't ready for him to move in. So he got super mad about it. And I'm guessing that the fight was happening in the moment. You know, that she was saying, no, you can't move in. One of the friends of the boyfriend got a text message from the boyfriend saying he's going to go figure out what's going on or some bad shit's going to happen. So the friend called 911 before this actually happened.
Oh.
But the boyfriend got to the house before anyone else. So 911 was already on the way to respond, and by the time they got there, he had already killed her and her 2 kids and himself. And what's really fucked up about it, I mean, not that it's not fucked up already, those weren't even his kids. He was the new boyfriend. So there's a set of grandparents out there that had their grandkids murdered by an angry boyfriend. Like, how fucked up is that?
Oh, that's... How old were they, boyfriend and the girl?
Oh, she was 27 at the time, and he was 32.
32?
But in terms of, you know, punishment, you know, there's nothing. The fact that he kills them and then kills himself kind of
just... And he's gone.
It ends the entire thing, yeah, except for the people that are left. You know, the grandparents lost their daughter and their grandkids.
That's so all sad. Once.
So, yeah, like, we'll just wipe out a whole family. But just over, like, I'm not ready for you to move in yet. Like, maybe I will be later. You know, I mean, not that I was there.
Do you think it's possible that the boyfriend saw your text message.
Are you going to blame it on me? You're going to say that it's my fault?
Because he was kind of flirting with you, that route, too.
The amount of time that took place between the night that I went to meet her and the time that my friend called me and said that she got murdered was less than 10 days. So she was definitely involved with this dude at the time because it was only 10 days previous. So maybe they were one of those couples that breaks up and gets back together and breaks up and gets back together. Or maybe she was messing around on him. And yeah, like maybe I had something to do with him being angry, but also her and I didn't go on a date. She just wanted me to come pay attention to her. And if that's the case, she probably had lots of dudes coming pay attention to her, which is definitely something.
And she wasn't ready to settle down.
It definitely doesn't seem like.
No. You know,
I only met her that one night for that. You know, I don't know, maybe I was there for an hour. And in that hour, maybe I only talked to her for 10 minutes, right? So I don't know her. It's very possible that she was trying to tell the dude, like, get away. I don't want anything to do with you. We're done. We're over. Like, you're not my boyfriend. And that's why he flipped out. Maybe she was trying to move on, but he wasn't letting her.
Yeah, but that's so wrong for him to murder these innocent kids. Like, he didn't find them cute. Like, he was about to move in. That's what he wanted.
Right, he wanted to be dad.
But I can imagine if he moved in, he wouldn't be that nice.
It doesn't. It would be hard to imagine that someone that would be a great dad would also murder you.
That's insane.
Yeah, and until you started doing this true crime thing, I had never thought about it again.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I was like, I don't know anyone that's ever been like murdered. Or had some crazy stuff happen to them.
No, that's normal.
In the back of my mind, it was like, oh, wait. Like, there was that one girl that I met that one time. And then a week later, she was gone.
Oh, that must be so shocking to hear that.
Well, I mean, honestly, it was kind of just like, oh, like, you know. Not to laugh about it. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's way worse for her family than it was for me. For me, it was like, oh, that's crazy. And it was kind of like, glad I didn't get involved. What if I'd been at her house, right?
And
then the boyfriend comes over to murder us. You got to be careful.
With hot girls.
You got to worry about diseases. You got to worry about pregnancy. You got to worry about angry boyfriends. It's just... It's too much.
It's too much, yeah.
Yeah. Don't even bother.
But, like, right? People always say pretty girls have more fun, but pretty girls get troubles. It's not always good to be pretty, I guess.
You have a lot more situations that you have to handle correctly, for sure. You're not allowed to make as many mistakes, I don't think. Yeah, if you're like an ugly girl, you don't really have to worry about it as much.
And if you're big, it's hard to kidnap you.
Are you one of those women that think that you could fight off an attacker? If there was a man that was trying to kidnap you or rape you, would you be able to fight him off?
No, I never thought about being attacked in Japan.
Oh, Joni thinks that she could fight me off if I was trying to, like, murder her. And I was like, you stand no chance. Like,
yeah, you're big.
We're just fucking around with each other, and it's funny. But if you actually think about that here, that is something you need to worry about. And if someone did try to attack her or any woman, not any woman, but most women, like, the chances of you successfully defending yourself are so low. You know, if one of these serial killers comes for you and grabs you and wants to force you somewhere to do something, like, I think you're out of luck.
Yeah, that's why you need a gun.
Don't start that.
Okay.
Don't start that.
I don't want to start that either.
Because I actually want to say, like, I want to agree with you. Like, that is the only chance that you have. If you had a gun in your purse, like, you could shoot the dude. Because you're not going to beat him up. There might be a small percentage of women that would be capable of doing that. I'm not saying that no women could. Just most of them couldn't. But yeah, if you got a gun, yeah. But then everybody's carrying guns around.
That's no good. Let's say pepper sprays.
Yeah.
Pepper spray in their eyes.
Do it. Or that bear spray. Have you ever seen bear spray?
No, what's that?
It's like pepper spray for bears. So it's like...
stronger?
More... yeah. Yeah. You never carried any around with you?
No.
In Hokkaido?
Well, thank you for sharing me your story.
Yeah,
that's
you're welcome.
A little personal.
I wish I had a better memory of it so that it could come out smoother, but it's so hard to remember anything for me, much less such a small moment from 10 years ago, you know? But that's what this podcast is about, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you ready for my story?
I want to hear your story. Is this a personal story or is this a news report?
It's a news report.
I kind of want somebody to attack you so you can tell a story about it.
I haven't been attacked or been like harassed or been touched on the trains. Nothing, nothing happened nothing. To me.
That one guy said he wanted to eat you.
Yeah, yeah. He said that. He says it to every girl.
Oh, you're not special.
No. Okay. The story is called Mickey Mouse Murder. I'm going to tell a very bizarre, unsolved Japanese crime case.
Oh, okay.
40,000 investigators worked on this case, but unfortunately, nobody could find a killer. 15 years passed, and the statute of limitations ran out. Now the Japanese law has changed, and we don't have any statute of limitations anymore. But this case is old and cold.
Did they change that just because of this case?
No, because of this case, because I think of the DNA.
Oh.
Okay. How do you say DNA?
Yeah, the DNA testing.
ETA testing has improved. You're not going to enjoy this story because I know you don't like scary things.
You're going to scare me?
Yes.
Okay. I'll prepare myself.
But I don't know why you like death metal and tattoos and not liking scary things.
That's not scary.
It's the same thing. Well, death metal like covers got gruesome pictures.
Gruesome isn't scary.
Okay.
But no, like I don't like scary movies.
Because it's fake. But this is not a fake story. So the murder happened in 1988 in a small apartment in Nakagawa Ward, Nagoya. The building had two stories and only four rooms. The area was in the middle of urban development, like it had some newer buildings and rice and vegetable fields at the same time. And it was pretty quiet at night. Husband and wife, they lived on the second floor of the apartment. The wife, Mitsuko Moriya, was 27 years old and heavily pregnant. She was happily married and so excited to meet their first baby. The baby's birth was expected on 13th March, but the baby didn't come out on that day, so she was staying home and just waited for travail to start. It could happen any time, so her husband was worried about her being alone, so he called her several days from his work. 5 days after the due date, on 18th March, during his lunch break, husband called his wife, and she sounded just fine. He tried to call her again at 6:50 p.m., right before he left the office. Nobody answered the phone this time. He thought, maybe she's out for a walk or something. She must be back when I come home. And he came home at 7:40. He noticed that the door wasn't locked and lights were off. He thought it was a little weird, but he went to the bedroom and changed his clothes. Then he heard a baby crying very weakly from the living room. He was like, oh my god, our baby's born? He went to the living room and turned on the light. There he saw a horrific scene. His wife was laying on the pool of her own blood, wearing blue maternity dress, pink top, and black stockings. Her arms were tied up, an electronic cord was wrapped around her neck, and her belly was cut open. The baby was laying next to her dead mother crying. And the most bizarre thing of all, a plugged-out phone receiver and a Mickey Mouse keychain were replaced inside her womb where the baby should be. Obviously, the phone can't be used, so he ran downstairs to ask a neighbor to use her phone. Neighbor remembers how upset he was. She thought the baby was born at home, but never thought that his wife was killed. A paramedic arrived at the scene with scissors to cut baby's umbilical cord. He So a paramedic received a phone call and he thought it was still attached and no murder was going on. Like it was just a baby was born at home. So he didn't expect to see a homicide scene either. He was shocked to see what he saw and called for more help. Police later said they had never seen such a horrific murder scene in their lives before. The knife the killer used to cut Mitsuko's stomach open reached the baby inside and hurt him too. But the baby boy survived. Due to his wounds, he had difficulty to breathe and had to be hospitalized for 10 days and went through several surgeries. Very fortunately, he survived. It was good that the killer cut the umbilical cord off, because if the baby was still attached to the mother, and if the mother dies, the baby dies too. The murder is so crazy that police first hid some facts about it in the beginning, because they thought it was too gruesome for media to handle. But media reporters rushed to the apartment, and as they always do, they followed investigators around. And one investigator accidentally told a reporter that, "Oh no, I can't never say what was inside her stomach." The reporter was like, "What? I know the baby was taken out. Then what was inside her stomach?" He asked and asked and asked. Finally, the investigator gave up and said, "There were a phone and a Mickey Mouse keychain inside." Then the media went crazy. People thought there was something off with the husband. One thing is that he didn't notice her laying on the floor dead while he was changing his clothes. He didn't have to go through the living room to go to the bedroom, but still, didn't he smell her blood at all? Plus, he was said to be acting pretty calm when the police came. But he had an alibi. He was with his coworker around the time the murder happened. Mitsuko had her friend over at around 3 in the afternoon. Two teacups were left on the table, which was not her usual thing to do, because she usually cleans up dishes right after use. And the light was off when her husband came home, so the murder probably happened sometimes between right after her friend went home and the sunset. The door wasn't broken, so we can guess that Mitsuko was familiar or at least not scared of the killer and invited him in. Some people said to operate Emperor's cut and take out a baby takes at least 30 minutes and is complicated even for doctors, so the killer must have some kind of medical knowledge. Some people said the killer was just a psychopath.
I think it's weird how people always seem to say, like, oh, the killer must have had some sort of medical training. Because, I mean, maybe they just gave it a shot and got lucky. He hurt the baby.
Yes.
Right? So it's not like he did some
perfect operation.
Right. It's weird that, you know, like, police base their cases off, well, we must be looking for someone medically trained. Like, no, I don't think so. I don't always think that's the case. Sometimes people just kind of know what they're doing. Maybe he was a butcher. Maybe he worked on a farm. You never know. But.
True. And there was also a suspicious guy who was going around the area asking for Nakamura-san. The victim name wasn't Nakamura, but this guy might have come to her place too. The last key, and it sounds a little conspiracy, but Mitsuko was into Amway, which is a chain sales transaction. And maybe she was in trouble with other Amway members, and they wanted to kill her. But with 40,000 investigators investigated thousands of people, but had no luck of finding the killer, and the case went cold. Husband's mother took care of the baby boy, and the husband lived in the same apartment where his wife was brutally murdered alone for at least another year. And then he moved to a different place with his son. I don't want to say too much details about where they are, because maybe he hasn't told his son what happened to his mother. I really hope he is having a great life. He deserves it.
You don't think that the kid knows?
Well, I read the article when he was 10 years old. He still didn't know. His father hasn't told him.
But don't other people know that he's that kid?
Well, that he, yeah, but the family is now, they moved to another country. They're not in Japan. Maybe why, yeah, maybe because his father, in that way, people won't know.
Or maybe the father moved to another country to get out of Japan so that they wouldn't keep investigating him. Maybe he skipped the country on purpose. That's pretty brutal for the Japanese murder.
Yes. We don't have much like bizarre killings like this. We have just like killing a family member because of being jealous or over the money, and they just stab someone to death, but not this psychotic.
Or keep them in fish tanks.
Yeah, that was the bizarre one.
With the internet being how it is, I feel like that kid could easily have found out on his own, just with like a Google search. Like all he would have to do is search his name, right? And it would show up that
yeah,
the kid that got cut out of his mother. Or did they never release the kid's name?
Well, kid's name is not released.
They never had any sort of like good leads at all. It was just kind of like, we don't know, and that was it.
Nobody knows. Well, I think it's Amway.
No, you don't. You don't. What, you think like someone felt burned and just wanted revenge on her? Those ladies do get crazy.
Yeah.
That stuff has
like how reputation. What do you know anyone who's into Amway?
Not Amway specifically, but a lot of people that are into that multi-level marketing stuff.
Yeah.
Amway kind of died out, I think. It used to be, like when I was a kid, that shit was huge. And I would hear about it a lot. But I don't hear about it so much anymore. I always hear about, now it's all social media stuff, like health-based stuff.
Mm.
That seems to be what's taken over here.
Mm.
Creams or patches or toothpaste, you know, that kind of stuff. Anything that you can sell through Facebook or Instagram.
Okay. But these people are kind of like not looked down, but you want to have distance between
from
them.
They're looked down upon. They're looked down on. You know.
Same here.
People get messages from, you know, friends they haven't talked to in 10 years. And then the friend immediately hits them with like a sales pitch. Like, oh, you should come join under me and live your best life. And, you know, we'll be girl bosses together. And people are like, please, like, leave me alone. Like, I don't want to do this shit. But some of them are relentless. And it's that relentless attitude that makes people really just want to stay away from it.
Yeah, same here. It's interesting.
You think you're going to go talk to an old friend and then they hit you with this buy the shit from me thing. Like, people hate that.
Yeah. I can say that because Americans can say straight, like, fuck you. No, I'm not buying. But it's hard for Japanese to say something direct. Anything direct.
You got to keep that politeness, right?
Yeah.
So So did you sign
up? It's annoying. No. No, but politely turned down.
I'm interested in this. The Mickey Mouse thing must mean something, right?
People have guessed that Mickey Mouse presents a fetus, like a baby, and this foreign has a code. So this stands for an umbilical cord.
But why Mickey Mouse? You know, there must be...
Well, it was actually husband's Mickey Mouse. It was his car keychain. Yeah, the killer just grabbed it from the room. It was there from the beginning.
Oh, that makes it meaningless. Yeah. Unless, I don't know. The husband had a solid alibi, though. Like, he was definitely at work.
Mm-hmm.
Unless his coworker covered for him. Like, lied for him.
Yeah, but why would he kill his wife?
I don't know. Because if he wanted out of being a dad, he would have killed the kid, too.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
Do you think that the stories where this kind of shit happens and no one ever solves it, and then like 40 years later, as the murderer is dying, they like write a letter to the newspaper saying, like, it was me, I did it. That shit's awesome. I hope that that happens with this. Like, somebody confesses.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you're never gonna run out of stuff to talk about. There's so many fucked up things going on. You've already had 100 of them to talk about. And I bet you have this massive list of things to choose from.
Yeah, but I'm always trying to pick something interesting when I do it on podcast. So I need to research tons to find a good one.
I'll give you one.
Yeah?
Yeah, have you done one on Joseph Fritzl?
Oh, Fritzl family. No, we haven't. But I know what it is.
Because that shit's crazy.
That shit is crazy. But you just told me something similar to that. The guy who lived close to your place.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Kidnapped a person.
Maybe the end of that stuff for some reason. Yeah. I mean, it was almost the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was messed up because that was that guy's kid. Have you done
Yeah, that's true. Because he made his daughter pregnant. Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Have you done anything on weird-ass cults?
Cults.
Do those count as true crime?
Yeah, like Charles Manson.
But like weirder, smaller ones. Like there was something, I think it was from like Norway, where this family had been living in this old house all by themselves for years and years because they belonged to some cult where they taught them that they were the last people left on Earth.
Wow. I never heard of it.
They somehow, someone like met someone else and was like, oh, we're not the only people, and like went back and told everybody, and it was like, what? But they had lived, like, these were like adults that had spent their entire lives thinking that like this small group of people were the only people that existed.
What? So what did they eat?
Like, they had a little farm, like if you were alive after, you know, like the zombie apocalypse or something, and you had to cook your own food and farm your own food.
Uh-huh. But then never go to cities?
Nope.
Wow. But sometimes my fantasy, I wish I had never seen an elephant until I was like teenager. Then I would be so surprised, like, wow, such a thing exists, you know? Because not knowing, well, I don't know.
Right, because you can be amazed by it.
Yeah, I would be so amazed if I...
You know who you sound like right now. You sound like Joni.
Really? Does she say that? Well, I'm the doctor.
She had never...
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was in...
Yeah. She had never been to a movie until she was 27.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, I need to ask her next time.
I mean, I consider that a crime. Like, that's fucked up. She was taught that, you know, like, dinosaurs aren't real. Scientists made them up.
Yeah.
And You know, she was taught that...
That's too interesting, the story. I can't never stop. I'm very, very interested in that story. So before we talk that, can we close this podcast?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If anyone is looking to support you, the best way to do it is through the buymeacoffee.com/deathradio. Is that what you prefer?
Yes.
Cool. And of course, you don't get a lot of love on iTunes. So if anybody listens to this, make sure that you rate it.
Oh, thank you.
The ratings are always helpful. Subscribe, because they're not separate channels between your Japanese episodes and your English episodes.
Yeah.
So you just subscribe to the one channel. And, I mean, you can try to listen to the Japanese ones and just kind of enjoy it. I can make out a little bit every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But your plan is to have a more steady stream of English episodes? Are you trying to really push that now?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to hit that.
I'm trying to find something that's not translated in English. I'll try hard to find
it. People will listen to it because they like you.
Hopefully. So, yeah,
they will. I know that a couple of people have already started listening to it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to do it. Thank you to you.
Yeah. Do itashimashite.
Arigato.